Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zikhu Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav, the third parak, Rehu Beistin. Zikhu Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chaya Baz Esther. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Ko shofars kasherim chutz mishal para mifnei shu karen. All shofars are suitable for use on Rosh Hashanah except a cow's, because it's a karen, a horn. Rav Yossi said, all shofars are called karen, as it stated, bimshoch bekaren ha-yovel, upon the drawing out of the blast of the yovel's karen, when you hear the sound of the shofar. The Gemara explains that a yovel is a ram. The Gemara asks what the Rabbanan's reason is, given that Rav Yossi has argued well, and it answers, Kol shofros ikru shofar ve'ikru karen. All the other shofars are valid because they are called both shofar and karen, whereas the horn of a cow is called a karen and not a shofar, for it's written in Moshe's bracha to Sheva Yosef, b'chor shoro hadar lo, v'karni re'em karenav. Our firstborn, his ox, glory is his, and his horns are the cairns of Re'em. Rav Yossi's response would be that a horn of a cow is also called a shofar, for it's written, I shall praise the name of Hashem with song, and I shall magnify it with thanksgiving, v'seitiv ha-Hashem m'shor par, and it shall be more pleasing to Hashem than a shor, which is an ox, par, which is a bull. Shor and par combine into shofar. Now, why were both terms of shofar and par mentioned? To teach that David HaMelech means that his tefillah shall be more pleasing to Hashem than the blowing of a shofar, which is the practice on fast days. So we see from here that a cow's horn is called a shofar. Point number two, the Gemara presents two other reasons why the Rabbanan said that a cow's horn cannot be used as a shofar. Ula said, is in accordance with Rav Chissa said, why does the Kohen Gadol not enter the Kodesh Kodashim in the big days Ahav to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur? Lefisha in kategor nasi sanegor, because an accuser cannot become a defender, meaning that since gold recalls the sin of the Egel Zahav, it may not be worn by the Kohen Gadol when he seeks kapara. Similarly, the Rabbanan maintain that the horn of a cow or any cattle recalls the offspring of the golden calf, and so may not be used as a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Abai said that the Rabban's reason is, shofar amrachmana, v'lo shnaim u'shosha shofros. The Torah said that the sound must emanate from the shofar, which implies, and not from two or three shofars. But the horn of a cow, kevin dekai gilde gilde mischazi kishnaim u'shosha shofros. Since it's composed of individual shells, it appears like two or three shofars. Rashi explains that a cow's horn is unique because each year's growth is discernible, and so it appears as though one shell was added to another, the second beginning where the previous one left off. And point number three, the next Mishnah introduces a machlokes regarding what type of shofar is used on Rosh Hashanah, fast days, and Yom Kippur of Yovel. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that on Rosh Hashanah, tokim b'shel zecharim, we blow with the horns of males which are bent, come into kaif inish daiti tfei ma'ale. For on Rosh Hashanah, the more a person bows his mind, it's better. Therefore, a bent shofar is better since it reflects an attitude of submission. Whereas on Yom Kippur of Yovel, come with the pashit inish daiti tfei ma'ale. The more a person straightens his mind to reflect an attitude of freedom is better. Therefore, a straight shofar of Ye'elim, of wild goats, is used. The Tanakhama holds the opposite. On Rosh Hashanah, the more a person straightens his mind, the better. Therefore, a straight shofar is preferable, whereas on fast days, the more a person bows his mind, the better. Therefore, a bent shofar is preferred. So once again, the few points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Kol shofars kasherim chutz mishal par mifnei shu karen. All shofars are suitable for use on Rosh Hashanah except the cows, because it's a karen, a horn. Rav Yossi said, all shofars are called karen, as it stated, bimshoch bekaren ha-yovel, upon the drawing out of the blast of the yovel's karen, when you hear the sound of the shofar. The Gemara explains that a yovel is a ram. The Gemara asks what the Rabban's reason is, given that Rav Yossi has argued well, and it answers, kol shofars ikru shofar v'ikru karen. All the other shofars are valid because they're called both shofar and karen, whereas the horn of a cow is called a karen and not a shofar. For it's written, Moshe's bracha to Sheva Yosef, b'chor shoro hadar lo, v'kani re'em karenav. Our firstborn, his ox, glory is his, and his horns are the karens of re'em. Rav Yossi's response would be that a horn of a cow is also called the shofar, for it's written, I shall praise the name of Hashem with song, and I shall magnify it with thanksgiving. V'seitav Hashem m'shor par, and it shall be more pleasing to Hashem than a shor, which is an ox, par, which is a bull. Shor and par combine into the word shofar. Why were both terms of shor and par mentioned? To teach that David HaMelech means that his tefillah shall be more pleasing to Kadosh Baruch Hu than the blowing of a shofar, which is the practice on fast days. So we see from here that a cow's horn is called a shofar. Point number two, the Gemara presents two other reasons why the Rabbanan said that a cow's horn cannot be used as a shofar. Ula said, it's in accordance with what Rav Chissa said. Why does the Kohen Gadol not enter the Kodesh Kodashim in the Big Day Zahav to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur? Because an accuser cannot become a defender, meaning that since gold recalls the sin of the Egel Zahav, it may not be worn by the Kohen Gadol when he seeks Kapara. Similarly, the Rabbanim maintain that the horn of a cow or any cattle recalls the offspring of the golden calf, and so may not be used as a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Abai said that the Rabban's reason is shofar amar rachmana, v'oshnaim u'shosha shofros. The Torah said that the sound must emanate from the shofar, which implies, and not from two or three shofars. But the horn of a cow came into kai gilde gildim eschazi kishnaim u'shosha shofros. Since it's composed of individual shells, it appears like two or three shofars. Rashi explains that a cow's horn is unique because each year's growth is discernible, and so it appears as though one shell was added to another, the second beginning where the previous one left off. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah introduces a machlokes regarding what type of shofar is used on Rosh Hashanah, fast days, and Yom Kippur of Yovel. The Gemara explains that Reb Yudo holds that on Rosh Hashanah, token b'shel zecharim, we blow with the horns of males which are bent. For on Rosh Hashanah, the more a person bows his mind, it's better. Therefore, a bent shofar is better since it reflects an attitude of submission. Whereas on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, the more a person strains his mind to reflect an attitude of freedom is better. Therefore, a straight shofar of Ye'elim, of wild goats, is used. The Tanakhama holds the opposite. On Rosh Hashanah, the more a person strains his mind, the better. Therefore, a straight shofar is preferable, whereas on fast days, the more a person bows his mind, the better. Therefore, a bent shofar is preferred. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Chav Vav, and our standard simon is a coup, a military coup. So here goes. The soldier who mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, unlike the others who wore shofars of other animals, was forced to remove the gold stitching from his white garments and bent down in submission on Rosh Hashanah and blow a bent shofar. Once again, it's a motion. The soldier who mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, that must be wearing Daf Chavav. The soldier mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, unlike the others who wore shofars of other animals, which reminds us that the Chachamim hold that all types of horns are kosher to be used as shofars except for cow horns because they're called Karen's horns and not shofars. Rav Yossi holds all horns are called Karen's as well, and he brings a pasuk to expand that a cow horn is also referred to as a shofar. So the soldier mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, unlike the others who wore shofars of other animals, was forced to remove the gold stitching from his white garments, which reminds us two additional reasons are given why the Chachamim do not permit cow horns as shofars. Ula said it's based on the principle of En Kategor Nasi Senegor. Just as the Kohen Gadol does not wear gold when he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim in Yom Kippur, because it recalls the sin of the Egel Zahav, using a cow horn as a shofar also recalls the sin of the Egel Zahav. Abai says the reason is because the pasuk calls for a single shofar. Not like a cow's horn, since it's composed of individual shells, it appears like two or three shofars. So the soldier mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, unlike the others who were shofars of other animals, was forced to remove the gold stitching from his white garments and bend down in submission on Rosh Hashanah and blow a bent shofar. Which reminds us, Reb Yudah holds that one should use a bent shofar on Rosh Hashanah to reflect a sense of submission and a straight one on the Yom Kippur of Yovel to reflect freedom. The Tanakhama holds a straight one should be used on Rosh Hashanah and a bent one should be used on fast days. So once again, the soldier mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, unlike the others who wore shofars of other animals, was forced to remove the gold stitching from his white garments and bend down in submission on Rosh Hashanah and blow a bent shofar. All right, now it's time for a four blah bat chazorah. Daf Chabes. So the simur Daf Chabes is a cab. So here goes. The yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab. Cab. That must be more Daf Chabes. The yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab transporting a father and a son, which reminds us, it's a Malchus coming Rabbi Shimon, whether relatives can give Eidus HaChodesh together. The Malchus is based on the pasuk which Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Moshe and Aaron the mitzvah of Eidus HaChodesh. Rabbi Shimon interprets the pasuk to mean Eidus Zot Tehei Kesher Lochem. The testimony of the new moon is valid through you, meaning through Moshe and Aaron, who were brothers. The Rabbanan interpret the pasuk to mean Eidus Zot Tehei Masur Lochem. This testimony is placed under your jurisdiction, just as Moshe and Aaron were the greatest in their generation, so too the greatest Rabbanim of each generation must receive the Eidus and sanctify the new month. So, the yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab, transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of witnesses who are sent along to identify them, which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak states, Im Einam Mekirin So, if they are referring to members of the Sanhedrin, who will accept testimony about the appearance of the new moon, do not know the witness. They, referring to the court that presides in the witness's town of origin, send with him another to testify about him. The Gemara clarifies that acher means zug acher. that a pair of witnesses are sent to identify the pair of witnesses who are giving Eidus HaChodesh. So, the yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of witnesses who were sent along to identify them, arrived in Basin just as a sinister plot to mess up the month was foiled. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, B'rishon ha'yim mekabling Eidus HaChodesh mikol adam. Originally, they would accept testimony about the new moon from any Jewish man. When the Baitosim disrupted the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rabbanan instituted they should accept only from those known to be trustworthy and loyal Jews. The Gemara brings a brisa how a loyal Jew foiled the Baitosim plot.
Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes.
The kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach. Kugelach? That must be on Daf Chaf Gimel. The kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a Chaser Month, which reminds that torches were only lit for a Chaser Month because of a gazer on account of a situation in which Rosh Chodesh falling a deficient month falls on Erev Shabbos, which would cause confusion for those living far away and trying to determine which day was Rosh Chodesh when the torches were lit, was it Shabbos. So the kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a Chaser Month disturbed the person living alone next to a Hadas in the wilderness, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol lomed Torah ve'eino melamda, doma lahadas b'midbar." Whoever learns Torah and does not teach it to others is like a hadas in the wilderness. The hadas, which is very fragrant, goes unappreciated in the wilderness where there's no one to benefit from its fragrance. But there are those who have a different version of what Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol lomed Torah melamda b'makom she'ein tam lechachamim, doma lahadas b'midbar dechaviv." Whoever learns Torah and teaches it in a place where there are no other tam lechachamim is like a hadas in the wilderness, which is precious because of its scarcity there. So the kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a Chaser month disturbed the person learning alone next to a Hadas in the wilderness under the moon whose indent never faced the sun. Which reminds the Basin would ask the Adam if the indent and the moon faced the sun or was away from the sun. And if he answered that it was facing the sun, he had said nothing. Since the moon receives its light from the sun, the indent and the moon can never face the sun. For Rabbi Yochanan said, Hashem makes peace in the heavens by arranging creation so the sun never sees the indentation of the moon, the Chal Shadaita, for if it did, the moon would be disheartened.
Daf Chav Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Chav Dalet is a pitcher, a cud, a pitcher. So here goes.
The witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher, that must be Ron Dav Chav Dalet, cud. The witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher, which reminds us that if they didn't say we saw the moon reflected in the water or reflected through a lantern or we saw it through the clouds, they cannot testify about it. And similarly, if they say we saw half of it reflected in the water or half of it in the clouds or half of it through a lantern, they may not testify about it. The Gemara clarifies that these latter statements are coming to teach they may not testify even if they saw the other half in the sky. So the witnesses who were peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shouted from the shouts of Makudish, Makudish, which reminds us the Gemara brings the source of the Rosh Beis Din to say Makudish and for the nation to respond Makudish, Makudish. So the witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shattered from the shouts of Makudish, Makudish that were said after the witnesses pointed to the correct position of the moon on the Rosh Beis Din's astronomy tablet, which reminds us that three reasons are given as to how Rabban Gamliel was permitted to have various moon shapes on a tablet to help the witnesses to clarify what they saw, despite the pasuk that says, Lo sasuniti, you shall not make with me, which is interpreted to mean, Lo sasun kedmu shamashai, you shall not make images of my servants who serve me on high. The first answer is that since Rabban Gamliel was a Nasi, many people were frequently in attendance, therefore there was no suspicion they were being worshipped, or the prakim hava, they were made of sections, or lislamed asa, Rabban Gamliel made the images for the purpose of study.
Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simmer Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes.
The husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary party? That must be on Daf Chaf Hei. The husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party, perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact Chalakim, which reminds us Rabban Gamliel had a tradition from the house of his father's father that the new moon is never less than 29 and a half days, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 Chalakim from the previous one. So the husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party, perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact Chalakim, was devastated when Basin validated the wrong date. Which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva comforted Rabbi Yeshua, whom Rabban Gamliel forced to come to Basin carrying his staff and money on the day that Rabbi Yeshua held was Yom Kippur, by reminding what Rabbi Yeshua himself had taught. With regard to the designation of Yom Tovim, the word Osam is repeated three times and spelled defectively without the Vav, and is therefore expounded as if it were vowelized Atem, you. This teaches us, Atem afil shogegim, Atem afil mizidim, Atem afil mutim. The festivals you declare are valid even if you choose the wrong date in error, even if you choose the wrong date deliberately, meaning they declared Rosh Chodesh on the wrong date for some compelling reason that entitles them to do so, and even if you were misled. So, the husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party, perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact Chalakim, was devastated when Basin validated the wrong date before two judges who saw the new moon had a chance to testify. Which reminds us, if Basin alone saw the new moon, two of the judges should stand and testify before the others, even though Ein Shmiya Domu Ariya, Rabbi Zera explains this case was when they saw the new moon at night, when Basin cannot be Makadosh, the moon. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.